Answer.
Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm coming to you live from Pomperau up here in Cape York, here for the Pomperau Youth Summit, a four-day event conference. Fantastic, beautiful, working with our youth, our young ones, and giving them a vision, finding what their vision are, to what they want to be, what they want to do, and inspire them and guide them and educate them and direct them. And a big shout-out to the traditional owners who welcome us here on country. Just on Monday, and it's great to be here. And I'm catching up with all the daily mob who are involved, all the different shareholders and the supporters. I'm going to catch up a yarn now with two daily people from the St. Teresa Abergary College, who do a lot of work with our students from all over the Cape. And they do go to Abergary College, and a boarding school it is. And I've got Leanne Napier here come to join us, who's the Community Engagement Officer, and Darren Myron, who's the Residential Supervisor. And a very good morning to you both. How are you?
Good morning, people. Good morning, daily people. How are you?
Too deadly. Yeah. We'll start with you, my sister, Leanne. Who your mob were you from, sister?
Originally, my mob are from Kamilaroi, but because a great-grandma was taken away from that area and sent to the Bowen area, the Djeru people there have accepted us as family. Seven generations of my family have been born in Bowen.
There you go. So adoption. There it is. Adopted in a mob there in Bowen. Fantastic. And Darren Myron, who your mob were you from, brother?
About my grandmother. She is from Kalkadoon. She was born at Rosedale Station many years ago, and she got put over a palm with my grandfather to, that's where there was. There's a place over there called Kalkadoon Ridge.
Yes.
Above the chapel there.
Well, brother, know the area well. We're connected, being a Murray from the Curry, so we are connected. My brother means I can borrow money for you, cuss.
You learn any time, my
brother. You learn. See, I like this man too, deadly. Let's talk about the roles you guys do with St. Teresa Abergary College, who've been around for many years, and a lot of First Nation students have graduated from Abergary College. And you guys are up here for the Pomperau Youth Summit. But this, you've come every year, don't you?
To this?
Third year. So, but it is school holidays at the moment, but you guys are still working. So, how passionate are you about the college? But, well, it's a nice drive too, all the way from England, Abergary.
Just nearly 1,000 kilometres to drive,
Big country, brother, big country.
Beautiful country up here.
Yeah, and we don't realise how big it is till we start driving it, brother.
We used to fly over in a plane and look down, wonder what it's like down there. So we tried to drive to see and have a look.
And enjoy the journey. Yeah, and beautiful. So you've driven the last 2 years and...
Just this year.
So the journey was right. Where'd you start? Leaving Abergary? Would you stop along the way or tell us the journey?
We lived from Abergary. We drove from there. Yeah, glad he stopped in Mariba overnight.
Mariba overnight?
We put it up to see Leanne's dad up in Malanda.
Beautiful,
Probably pulled up Mariba and,
Stay there the night.
Good.
Big drive to Pomperau for Mariba.
Lovely. Leanne, your job as a community engagement officer with St. Teresa Abergary College. So what does your job entail?
So I get to plan lots of the trips out to communities. We've got quite a few trips coming up this term. So it's going out into community, touching base with parents of our current students, meeting students that have been to the college, graduated, checking in on them, see how they're going, but also, you know, to talk to the parents about Abergary College as maybe a school for their sons, because we are at the moment 100% Indigenous, all boys boarding school.
100% Indigenous, so only enrolment of Indigenous kids.
That's all Indigenous.
I didn't know. I thought it was... I thought it was co-ed, and I thought it was boys and girls, and I thought it was black and white.
No, at the moment, 100% Indigenous.
And how long has it been running as an fully Indigenous boys?
Well, I'm not sure how many years that's been going on. It's been all Indigenous since I've been there in 2016 when I started.
Yep. Any First Nations teachers there?
Yes.
Yes.
Beautiful.
We have Miss Elaine Morganson.
Okay.
She's a TO from that area.
Okay,
she's
lovely.
She's a teacher.
Yep.
Michael Ryan, who works there as a school officer, he's a TO from that area as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's all Lake Country, all of my country.
Yep, beautiful. Mm. All right, fantastic. And before the community engagement officer, what was your role before that?
Teacher aid.
Teacher aid.
So I did teacher aid in 2016 to, I think, about 2022.
Yeah, 22,
lovely. And now I do miss being in the classroom with the kids.
Yeah.
I loved working with the kids in the classroom.
Yeah, beautiful.
You know, just the encouragement, making have some confidence in themselves.
Yes, yes, yes. So very important. Darren, your job there, residential supervisor. So what does your job entail?
Oh, just to make sure that they're doing the right thing, looking after themselves, proper hygiene.
Yep.
We've got wash machines in the dormitory. And
do the students wash their own clothes, do they?
They wash their own clothes.
Okay.
They give them washing powder and all that. Make sure they're doing the right
and
thing.
And ironing and all that?
Yeah, they do all their own ironing.
Beautiful.
There was a course one time with Leanne and teach the boys that iron.
Yeah, sure.
I did an ironing course with some of the kids.
There you go. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So you're teaching the fundamentals about life.
That's right.
And cleanliness.
Independence.
Hygiene. Yeah, independence. Now, just off air, you were talking about Abergarry College, St. Teresa. Talking about residential care, residential lifestyle, the word dormitory is no longer used, which I wasn't aware. Yeah. And if you look at it, the word dormitory, going back, it could be devastation to some people's ears in regard to that word and to how our people were treated back in the day. So that is confirming the word dormitory is not a word that we use, not in our vocabulary, you could say.
No more. If we call it residence.
Residence or residential. Yeah.
And that, you know, it's their home.
Of course. Yep, thank you.
You know, nearly 40 weeks of the year, that's their home, that's their residence. That's
exactly. And the word dormitory is a form of prison, you could say, you know.
You know, back in the day when they lived by the bell, I guess.
Exactly.
When the brotherhood. Yeah,
fantastic. Yeah. So the fact that, if you look at it, Leon, how many years have you been there at Abergarry?
This is my ninth year.
Ninth year.
At Abergarry. Absolutely love the place.
Yeah.
The staff are amazing.
So you're not going nowhere soon?
No. I tell the kids I'm there until I can't drive my car to work anymore.
You didn't say drive your car, so do you don't live at the college?
We live now 3 minutes up the road.
Oh, up the road, okay.
So, it was a 45-minute drive to work every day and home.
From where? You live in Ingham?
Forest Beach.
Forest Beach, okay, righty-o.
Yeah, so now it's...
Just around the corner.
Yeah. Beautiful,
And yourself, Darren, how long have you been a residential supervisor?
Probably 5.5 years now.
5.5 years.
Yeah, I'm not looking back now. I love it.
Yeah, sure. Beautiful. Thank you. And what did you do before this?
I was a loco driver, driving sugar cane trains in the local area, yeah.
We're in Ingham?
Yeah, done that for about 20 years.
Okay.
And I did just come up.
All right, beautiful.
To the college.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your mob, and I love the work that you're doing, looking after our boys, you know, at Abergarry College, St. Teresa, here for the Pomperau Youth Summit. Enjoyed this. Well, this is your third time here, so this is good engagement. Like I said, you're catching with past students, but the opportunity to communicate and talk and meet families for future students. Is that what you're doing?
Yes, and I find actually meeting people face to face is so much better than just trying to talk to people on the phone
and zooming. Yeah,
it's
thank you.
It's more personal to have that conversation with someone when you're sitting brekkie together or having dinner together, having that yarn.
Yeah. Well, we've got technology and, got Zoom and what have you, but you can't beat that face-to-face.
No,
and I know there's a lot of kids in the community here all wearing Abergarry uniforms.
Yes.
So you've got past, present and future students.
Yes, we have.
So you're recruiting, you could say.
We've got a transition camp coming up soon, and we do have one young fella from Pomperau that is coming to that year's summit. So,
oh, beautiful.
Yeah, we used to have one transition camp every year. Now we're having two.
Two, it is. Fantastic.
Yeah, make us feel better.
Lovely.
Better.
Look, thank you very much for sharing. Big shout out to St. Teresa, Abergarry College, the work that they're doing, looking after our young ones. Thank you for the work that you're doing, Leanne Napier, our Community Engagement Officer, and Darren Myron, thank you very much, Residential Supervisor. All the best to you guys. Yep.
Arrive as strangers, leave as brothers.
That's right. I love that.
Yep.
Arrive as strangers, leave as brothers.
Yep.
Enjoy the rest of your stay here at Pomperet. Enjoy the rest of the Youth Summit. Thank you for the yarn. You mob, take care, and we'll talk soon, eh?
Thank you, Trevor. 4K1G, too, Dudley.
Yeah! He drop it like that, but 4K1G, big shout out. But yeah, tuned in to National Talk Black with BBM 98.7 FM. Thank you for your yarn. He's cheeky to Darren, but anyway, I know which unit he's living in, but it's all good. But thank you very much. Stay tuned to your daily program, National Talk Black, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, coming in live here from Pomperau Youth Summit up here at Pomperau. And a big shout out to the BBM crew, and thank you very much, NERS, National News Radio Service, for your daily program, National Talk Black.
Cool.
Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from Macquarie. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kachana bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
the sun. Hesitation got the best of you. Something needs to be done. Alpun laga, green, white and blue. Mount Augustus wears a crown of cloud. Weather is foretold just for me. For the sea and land where I stand proud. Mary Baguette, green, white and blue. You can only understand the measure of the sea and sand. Feel the Sahel gold. Only then can you know. Wherever you are, whatever you do, regardless of your color, is true. A gift for us from above, united in this pledge of love. Torres Strait. What you are, you're a part of black, green, white and blue. I will love my loyal girl, Buddha my loyal girl, Miriam, cool Kalga. I will love my loyal girl, a good my loyal girl.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find support of teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045.
Station sponsor.
Hey, you're here with John Paul Janke, and you're tuned into National Talkback with Trendy Trev. Trendy Trev, Ig Ammon.
I'm driving out to home to see my family, and I'm wondering if this old car will make it gradually. Dust and the heat is really killing me. Haven't been up this way in years. There's a sign saying we're close, and with my time I'll make the most and spend my time with my family. We'll go round where we should be. I listen to my grandfather's stories. I won't be in a hurry. Spend my time with my family.
Salawata. Where my people have lost their life. From diving for pearl shell, for proper more money. This working place, you me call it. All ground or key.
Aki mata nae black swan nae. Hey, ae. Palmo ranga.
My money lies over them big green. My money lies under the sea. Si qualca paleca.
Troy Cassidale here, you're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Good morning, Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity, Trevor Murray from Macquarie. I'm coming live from Pomperau. Fantastic to be up here for the Pomperau Youth Summit. And look, catching up with Daily Mob here. We're engaging with our beautiful youth about their future, having conversations about their vision, what they want to be, what they want to do, and all the different yarns that we're having, very deadly yarns. And a big shout out to the traditional owners, allowing us to be on country and working with these beautiful people. Fantastic. Thank you to the council and all the youth workers up this way. And engage with a whole heap of people and having deadly yarns with people. I'm going to catch a yarn now with Deadly Sister, Esther Gaffney, who's CEO of OFM. That's Our Future Mentors, Indigenous Corporation, charity organisation. And a very good morning, Esther. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming, my sister. We always say, who your mob, where you from? Who's Esther Gaffney?
So, Cairns local, born and bred. I come from Spanish, English, Irish background.
Okay.
But consider myself Australian, connected there with the Yirrkanji mob in Cairns too.
Lovely, beautiful. Well, yeah, been adopted, my sister. So, yeah, welcome to our mob. It looked fantastic. Great to have you up here for the Pomperau Youth Summit. Let's talk about OFM, Our Future Mentors, Indigenous Corporation, charity organisation.
Yeah, so we've been in existence for about 3 years, but we really started out as a business under a trust called Harbrow Mentoring. So
okay.
A few years ago, we created the non-for-profit side, which has just recently become a charity. And our main job is to service people of Indigenous, so Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, and also disadvantaged youth to help steer them in the right direction, early intervention programs, and build up communities and give them skills to continue connecting with one another and bringing them into more modern times with equal access to everything. Yeah. Just giving them a hand and mentoring them is our main role.
Beautiful. Look, screaming out for that and regarding leadership and guidance and what have you. So you could say OFM is under the umbrella of Harbour Mentoring.
Yeah. Yep. Yes, that's correct. We're just a means to be able to access more funding, more opportunities, and bring more programs to youth and communities.
And with OFM, how many people on board?
So we've got about 8 staff now, mostly casual, part-time, couple full-time employees, but we're growing more and more each week as we get more and more young people that want to come work with us, and then we mentor them and teach them the skills to go out and mentor the other young people and take them to communities and, yeah.
I'm picking up an affirmation, success breeds success. Train people up, they're qualified, they train on the next people coming through, and there it is, the so-called beautiful, positive, revolving door.
Yeah, that's what we're on about. Look, our approach is all about building up the next generation to not just be a follower, but to be a leader. So we give them the skills, give them the mentoring, so they can then be a leader in their community. Whatever that looks like, you know, leadership comes in many different ways.
Yes.
And we all have gifts and abilities and things that we can bring to the table. Our job is to find them, empower them, give them the skills and opportunities, connect them to other people and services, collaborate, and they then take those skills to the next generation, the younger ones, and pass on the things that they've learned and encourage the next lot come
excellent,
through.
Excellent. So what ages are we talking that you engage with, Esther?
Yeah, so we mostly do 8 years old to about 22 is
okay,
usually.
Good, yeah.
But we find that we have a primary focus on that 8 to 14, 15 ages, that early intervention, getting them when they're, you know, at the point of turning into adulthood, their youth age, that they're finding themselves, they're figuring out who they are as a person, what they value. We find that's the sweet spot for mentoring and leading them and giving them options and building their confidence.
To Daily, your mob just tuned in, Trinity Turf here with your daily program, National Talk Black, coming to you live here from Pomperau for the Pomperau Youth Summit. For 2025, having yarns with Deadly Mob and Yarn, and here with Deadly Sister Esther Gaffney, CEO of OFM, Our Future Mentors, Indigenous Corporation, charity organisation. Here with your movement engagement up here at Pomperau for the Youth Summit, tell us some of the activities that are involved here with OFM.
So we're up here with Harbrow Mentoring and Aspire community as well, based in Cairns, and we've been running sports sessions, we've been running spear throwing comps, we've been bringing new sports and encouraging the older ones to help with umpire, setting up the games, bringing that energy. We're all about showing young people that it's okay to try something new, to give it a go, to not be afraid to get a little bit out of your comfort zone and have a crack, you know?
Yes.
You know, it's okay to make a mistake, to look like a fool, as long as you're getting back up again and having a go, and we're all here to support one another.
Look, I would look at an example of that, Esther. When you and I were talking yesterday, and we had a lot of your team there doing the refereeing of different games, and Edor, and as well as basketball and hockey and what have you, touch football, and had a young up-and-coming leader here in the community, 16-year-old, and he's watching the guys do the work and do the refereeing, and you approached him by saying, hey, why don't you be the referee for the next game? And he was very hesitant. But tell us that conversation, and then he became the referee for the game.
Yeah, so look, we find those young people that have got those leadership skills, and we identify who they are, what they're interested in. And I just identified him as someone who was there supporting from the sidelines, helping pick the teams, showing leadership qualities already.
Yep.
And I thought, here's a really easy opportunity to just give him a little bit more skill, build that confidence a little bit more. And look, he smashed it out. So shout out to Darice from Pomperell.
Represent.
He's been doing amazing work with the youth here. He's come on board from between last year and this year from the last youth summit, and he's really stepped up. I've noticed the progress. And look, he wasn't sure, but he said, you know what, I'll have a go. And shout out to him for getting out of his comfort zone. And he killed it as a referee. He ended up refereeing the next few games. He ended up choosing the sport. You know, all it takes is just a little spark, a little bit of empowerment, a little bit of encouragement. And but mainly shout out to Darice for saying yes, even though he could have said no.
Exactly. And with that little engagement, like so hesitant, this is his community. You become a leader by just doing that. It could open up a lot of doors for him in regard to his mindset to go and get a license next year. You know what I mean? Employment in the community. If not leaving the community, say moving to Cairns and starting work in the tourist industry. Anything could happen from that.
Yeah, and I think like there's people in this community that have been really laying the groundwork to really identify those young people. So shout out to Lloyd as well.
Yes.
Amazing young leader in this community who's just, he doesn't even realize, but these kids look up to him. Like he's just naturally leading the way.
Yes.
And I can see between last year and this year, like just the progress of him taking on board a couple of those young people, showing them the ropes, showing them, leading by example,
exactly
what it is to show up every day, to be consistent, to show your mob that you're there to care for one another, look after one another, and bring them along for the ride. So definitely, you know, it's a team effort here.
Yes.
But there's a lot of groundwork that goes into those ones that are here week in, week out, doing the hard yards, putting in the work. So, you know, we come in here and we support, but, you know, it's really the people of the community that are leading the way, and we just come in with the skills and a little bit of tools and bring them up that next sort of level in terms of skill, and then they use that skill in the next year towards the youth summit. So it's really not about us taking all the credit, doing all the work. It's about finding those people, giving them the skills they need to then pass that on and put it into practice in their own community, whatever that looks like.
Whatever that looks like, and bringing the leaders to the surface, so to speak, in all aspects. Look, very deadly yarn with you. Esther, thank you so very much. And big shout out to OFM, our future mentors, Indigenous Corporation, charity organisation, doing a fantastic job, you being the CEO. Esther, thank you very much. Keep smiling, sister. Enjoy the rest of the Pomperea Youth Summit, and we'll yarn soon.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Cheers, Trevor.
Too deadly. A beautiful yarn there with deadly sister Esther Gaffney, CEO of OFM, our future mentors, Indigenous Corporation charity organisation that sits underneath the Harbour Mentoring. Look, a fantastic work that they're doing, team effort across the whole of Cape, especially back home in Cairns, and the work they're doing, which is fantastic, and leading the way, and finding our leaders and bringing them to the surface. As I mentioned, it is a team effort, and the old saying, take to a community raise a child. and we're doing just that. We get it together, together. Fantastic. Big shout out, Pompera. Thank you for having us here for the Pompera Youth Summit. We've got one more day of this fantastic event. We've got the Colour Run happening this afternoon. We've got more games organised by Harbour and Mentoring and also Future Mentors. So, look, a lot of stuff ahead. We've got the disco tonight, Glow in the Dark. So, shaking booty there. And Trinity Trevor might break it down. There you go. So, you're missing out, your mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Stay tuned. BBM 98.7 FM. Big shout out to NERS, National Radio Service, and getting this deadly yarn across the airways. Stay tuned for your daily program, National Talk Black. Too deadly.
Yeah. My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
To the ZK, time to hustle hard for the payday. This a conquest on my way to the TOP. I got no time for the enemies. These possum tongues say friend of me. But the strong heart of a R.E.B. got a snake, while I acting finicky. So I kill him quick with a free flow. I break necks and kill egos. Keep them coming back like good puss on a free coat. I'm about to make chain like a Mino. Two puffs of the weed smoke. Sick of my broke friends with no pay. Always come around and freeload. To the bad vibes, tell them still I beat. It's R.E.B. to the cemetery. Give a fuck what you telling me. Live life like I'm 24 with that black mamba mentality. Truth never miss, shoot from the hip, never a bitch. I ain't like grip when I'm flipping the switch. Digging your ditch, dead or alive, top fly. Red eye bullets, we stay at the top of your list. Ain't that a bitch, it got you saying.
Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM.